This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The Off The Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.
The final whistle on Off The Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
If any, we've just seen Arsenal beat Chelsea 2-1, came from behind to do it, and I think anyone that thought Arsenal were the Premier League favourites, you wouldn't have changed your mind after watching that one.
No, I think they were tested today, and I'm absolutely tested. But they've become this sort of almost different team already a couple of games in. I mean, defensively, they've been so solid, and we know that, and their set pieces are so strong. But there was a bit of resilience today. There was a bit of, I've won the league. I know what it takes to win the Premier League from the players, and beat their chest a little bit, and they came out, and they were absolutely outstanding, particularly probably first 25 minutes of that second half. At times I was blown away by them, because we don't associate Arsenal with beautiful one touch progressive football, but there was a lot of
that show today, back in the day.
But not certainly not since the likes of Henri or Overmars or them type players. It was a throwback to that at times today. It was just brilliant to watch.
I would imagine just the fact that they are the champions, that they got the monkey off their back. And you think back to some of the games over the last few years, especially at the Emirates, where just the tension in the stadium, because everyone kept labelling them as bottlers, even though, you know, the first few times they were in title races, they probably overachieved. Everyone expected them to win it last season. They said, it's yours to win. And they went out and they did it. And now they seem to be playing with the shackles off a little bit. They've so many options. The winning goal was a thing of beauty in terms of, like, if I was playing fantasy football, Havertz should be getting the assist, even though he didn't touch the ball.
I suppose that's the point for me. I think I've got a view in football, and not everyone shares it, but once you win your first league title, people say the second one's a bit harder because teams are up for it. I think as a player, as a staff, you sort of you grow in stature, and it feels like they've grown in stature over the off season. For me, I think they know how to win it. It is helped by, there's a lot of transition in clubs, Liverpool, Manchester United, Chelsea are where they are, and City have lost the great Pep. So they probably feel now they're a little bit 10 foot taller than they were to finish in the season last year. But in terms of, like, I think when you look at that goal, the sort of the quality in it, and Salah's done really well, but he fires a ball in, and we're all expecting Havertz to take a touch, and the vision and the quality just to let it go. And then Odegaard, who was absolutely outstanding in the game, gets it out of his feet, two touches, and smashed it into the roof. And it was a brilliant team goal, and there was lots of almost brilliant team goals like that from Arsenal.
Yeah, another one that pops out in the second half is the Saka chance, which again, it was a ball played into Havertz, first time touch through the legs of Fofana, and you would have backed Saka to score on his left foot. You can see what he's trying to do. It was a good save, but there were so many of those moments in Arsenal's performance that you just think that if they get going, they're going to take some stopping.
Well, if this is Arsenal 2.0 under Arteta, and what we've seen last year at times wasn't easy on the eye, and Arsenal fans were very offended by it, but as the neutral, you weren't blown away, you weren't rushing home to turn on the TV to watch them if they were live on TV, you weren't rushing to turn on the radio. But now, if I see a lot of that, I want to see them more and more and more, because it wasn't just, they've still got the set pieces, they've still got the dogness, they still have only conceded one goal this season, their goalkeeper's absolutely outstanding. But it just felt like there was a bit of flair about them in that final turn. And as I said, a lot of it was true, Havertz and in particular Odegaard. So, it was brilliant to see at times.
Yeah, just on Chelsea then. This is obviously their first real test of the season under Xabi Alonso. They've won their first two games. you know, they score goals, they've conceded it, they get off to the dream start with the goal from Morgan Rodgers. What did you make of them overall today?
I really liked them. I think they played an outstanding Arsenal team in really good form, and they played a part in what was an outstanding game of football. In particular, you think of the big moment Neto had at the end of that first half where he does brilliantly. And if you think, go back to Alonso and sort of his beliefs, he played with that back three, but he played Neto as a right wing back. And a lot of coaches might have went into that game and went the other way and said, you know what, I'm going to play... maybe Gusto was a right wing back, more defensive minded, away to the champions, but he put Neto in, and Neto driving at people, and he came inside for that chance at the end of the sort of first half, and just bends one in and hits the post, and Pedro was almost there for the backup from Pedro with a couple of half chances. He was very good as well. Huge amount of things to like about Chelsea today. The back three at times defended really well. I just think, ironically, we felt that bringing Martinez was fixing a lot of problems. I think Martinez was beaten too easily for the fourth goal, and that allowed Arsenal back into it. But I think the glass is half full from a Chelsea point of view. But this is phase one. I don't think anyone would have thought they'd win the league this year straight away. But they're going to be in the top four. I think they're good enough to be there.
Well, they've no European football, and everyone points out that it, you know, obviously less of a workload. We saw how it worked in the favour of Manchester United last season, but is it easier though if you do have games that you can kind of, you can practice all you want on the training ground, but unless you see it out in the pitch?
I think a fine balance with that is a game a week is just about perfect for a football coach, in terms of having that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday just to get your shape and your structure, and also tee up the teams you're playing. And there'll be certain big games against the teams in Europe that they'll be able to sort of wait in the long grass for them and prepare properly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when them other teams are in Champions League football. So there'll be certain games like that that they get a massive advantage. I think we've probably seen, and a lot of people know it, but they ended up with Gusto in midfield and
Reece James.
And you think of Casado going off injured last week. That's why Alonso had his hands in his head last week. You think of Odegaard's goal. That's where your number six would find himself, in that defensive position. I do think Reece James may become a really outstanding or good central midfielder in time. I think he has all the attributes to play there. Lavia done really, really well at different stages. So, as I keep saying, there's a lot to like about this Chelsea team. Squad depth is there, all of them things. I know there's a lot of nonsense about, there's a lot of other players, and 30-odd-9 players have left the building, but there's a lot of players in the background. But his starting 11, 12, 13 players, Alonso, is decent. I like the look of Chelsea, and I think, yes, a top four is on, and it might be closer to that second and third spot actually if they get things right and Pedro's form continues to improve.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.